Fed up of flawed robes, driven to distraction and drowning with doom boxes? Tired of living in chaos? Welcome to Decluttering Untangled, how to declutter when you're overwhelmed, ADHD or autistic. I'm going to help you uncover the secrets to decluttering, no matter what hurdles you face. You'll discover how to declutter, de-stress and transform your world. I'm Heather Tingle, reformed hoarder, neurodivergent declutter queen and your guide through the maze of mess. Let's get untangled. Hello, Untanglers. Welcome to another episode of Decluttering Untangled. In today's episode, I want to help you get through Black Friday with a few things to consider as we approach the peak period in sales. So when I worked in sales, this was known as Mega Bucks or Millionaire Maker Season, as it's when the retail sector goes all in to get you to buy. I want to start by saying I used to go shopping as a pastime. My daughter's first ever trip, I think she was maybe 2 days old, was to a shopping mall near where I live, as I felt safe there. It was a safe place for me to be with her because I was so familiar with it. So I totally understand the high you can get from shopping because I used to get it too. And, you know, it felt good, didn't it? You know, for me, it felt good to have a load of bags. And the more bags, the more the more I got for my money. But that feeling for me very rarely lasted. Usually a couple of days, I'd be feeling great about it. But then once the excitement had worn off, the money had left in my bank account, felt a bit rubbish. And normally, like normal boring life had kind of resumed and it was quite a stressful life and it'd carry on and I'd feel a bit sick, to be honest, about having such a big splurge. But I wouldn't regret it. Now, I wouldn't regret it because I still had the stuff to show for it. But then weeks later, when I tried to wear an item that I'd bought on impulse and it didn't go with anything I had, or it just didn't feel totally right, or months later when I hadn't worn any of it, I realised just how much money I'd wasted trying to make myself feel better, if I'm honest, and try and stave off boredom. That was a big thing for me, was spending money and going shopping would be to do that. I don't know about how it is for you guys. I'm guessing that you probably are a little bit like me. You probably enjoy going shopping. It's a good pastime to do and you feel great when you've got those shopping bags on your arm, but then later it feels a bit rubbish. So I want you to remember that as we come up to this peak period for sales, I want you to remember the marketing these days is even slicker than it was for me 10 years ago. You get targeted ads on social media. You only need to think about something and it pops up. Your emails get through, you know, bombarding with offers. The psychology of selling, there's like millions spent on it all the time with the pure intention of making you need and want something and then buying it. It is a bit of a David versus Goliath situation. And there's not a lot you can do about that as a whole. But what you can do is be more mindful of your actions when it comes to buying and being aware of the impact it has on you personally. Now, I'm not being a Grinch here. I'm a big believer in buying things that you adore. But I do see the impact every day that impulse spending has on my clients and their homes, more importantly. And I want to give you a balanced view today to allow you to buy if you want to, but also have strategies to fall on if you know what might make you feel a bit tempted by Black Friday when it might be problematic for you. So for me, like I said, I used to get a buzz from shopping. But as I decluttered, I'm not impacted by it, if I'm totally honest now. Having a decluttered home gives me a sense of peace and like a feeling of being okay in myself. And the bargains just don't do that for me anymore because they don't give me that buzz. Now, I do still get it that from buying stuff I really adore. I still get that great feeling, but it's not instant and it's much mellower for me. It's not something to do to stop boredom, but it's a nice thing to do to replenish or fulfill gaps that I've got. And I don't feel disappointed anymore if I don't come away with what I went for. I'd really much rather wait until I find the perfect item now. And I rarely look at the prices of things now, even though, you know, I'm not well off. But the item needs to fit into almost like a strict set of criteria for me to feel great about buying it. And that is, I must adore it. and I must have space for it. And if I don't have space for it, space has to be made by something else leaving. So if I find a gorgeous jumper that I absolutely adore and I know my jumper drawer's full, one of the other ones that I don't adore as much has to go. That's just how it works now. So let's look at what your brain is going to tell you on Black Friday and how you can counteract those impulse feelings that you're going to get when, you know, something comes through your inbox. So first of all, your brain's going to say, it's a bargain. And yeah, it might genuinely be that, but how are you measuring it? Are you comparing the before sale price and the after sale price? Or are you looking at the real value for you? It's only a real bargain if you're going to be buying it anyway. It's not a bargain to be persuaded to spend £20 on something you didn't want before you noticed it. Even if the sale tag says it was 50, you're not saving £50. You're not saving £30. You're actually spending 20 quid. And so it's not a bargain if it removes your peace. If it's not a bargain, if it's another item that you're going to trip over in the morning as you try and get ready. It's not a bargain if it doesn't fit perfectly. It's not a bargain if it irritates you when you wear it after 10 minutes. And it's not a bargain if you don't adore it. It's not a bargain if it gets you overdrawn or worried about money for food later in the month, or if you have to rely on family to bail you out when you can't afford a big sudden bill that comes in, or for the sake of an item that, if we're totally honest, a month down the line, it's not special to you and it just blends in with all the other clutter in your home. Also, do consider that even cheap items can add up to big bucks. I mean, let's face it, that's what IKEA relies on. Oh, it's only £1, that's really cheap, you know, for a can opener, for example. And then before you know it, you're at the checkout with a massive blue bag of stuff and you're £100 worse off. And it's the same with the big fast fashion companies too. How often do you just go in for a wander around or for a look? And you maybe might buy, you know, one thing, and then you end up, you know, spending £35, but then you've got to find something else to get it over the £40 for free postage and packing. So you don't want to spend money on postage and packing. So you buy something extra, which might be another £5 or another £6 just to get you over that line. Or do you go into one of the big stores and then you come home with loads of clothes that were all cheap individually, but you really didn't need them? And if you're totally honest, you don't really care about them later once that like instant rush of buying something's worn off. Your brain will also say, you deserve it. This was one that I totally resonate with. So who are you trying to be? Are you trying to keep up with the Joneses, for example? Is it aspirational buying it if you have the same height as someone else that you look up to because you think you'll be more like them? What's the characteristic that you feel is missing from you right now that they possess? It's likely that you can get that from other ways, or that item won't make you feel like it because you're totally different people. So, you know, there's no point skinting you out trying to be with someone who doesn't get skinted by buying those items. And a lot of it, when we come down to it, quite deep down, think we should treat ourselves. You know, you work really hard, life's really difficult. So it might be that you feel that you've never maybe had things growing up, or as an adult, the cost of living is biting and you feel you deserve a treat. Let me tell you that short-term treats just add to the clutter and your bank balance will feel worse for it. It is a short-term fix. What feels like a treat that is less about buying, less about the stuff? Is it carving out some me time to feel a bit pampered? Is it someone making you a meal? Is it meeting up with a friend in a nice restaurant or grabbing a posh coffee from somewhere and actually sitting and enjoying it while it's still hot? Treats are rarely bought. They're usually experienced. And yes, this can mean spending some money, but it tends to be more considered. So look at the cheaper upgrades first, things that don't cost anything to treat yourself. Joining up with another parent, for example, to take in turns to do after school club activities so you get an hour to yourself to read a book or have a bath with a glass of wine or spend time on a hobby that you've got or paint your nails without being harassed. And then look at those as the treats rather than the splurging and buying of things. So let's look at what you can also do to counteract the pull of Black Friday, because we are about to be bombarded. So what I'd like you to do is make a list of needs, things you actually need and want right now. So if it's on the list and it is absolutely perfect, then you can get it. I also want you to consider having a budget. So it might be a splurge fund. You're going to put some money to one side to treat yourself. And it's totally up to you what you spend that on, but that is your budget and you don't spend any more than that. Now, whatever it is that you're going to fritter away on things or invest in things if you really adore them, then you need to know that you can afford it and that money set aside for it, but you don't go over your budget. That will limit your ability to buy and keep on buying. But what it will also mean is that you will do what my daughter now does, which is she gets a limit and then she really, really studies what she wants to buy and really, really thinks about it and compares items against each other and then sees if she can get that item somewhere else that she likes maybe better. She really thinks about where she's spending her money. One thing you can also do is know where your item is going. So is it going in your home? Is there room for it in your home? Does something else need to go for the room to be there? Or do you say to yourself you're going to buy it as a present? So is that what you were going to buy them originally? Or is it now an add-on present? It's an add-on present, then did they actually need it at all? And also the other thing I really want you to ask yourself is, would you buy it at full price? Because if you wouldn't buy it at full price, it's probably obvious that you don't love it enough to buy it. And something else that you can do to keep hold of the money a little longer is to have a big aim for your money. So, you know, do you want to go on a holiday? Go think really big for this. So do you want to upgrade your car? Do you want to go on, a nice holiday? Do you want to, buy something really special for the kids? You know, what is it that would be really, really big in your life right now? And then every time you're tempted to buy something, you add it to your shopping cart, you note the total down and you abandon that shopping cart. And then you transfer the money that you would have spent over to that big savings pot. It might be actually withdraw it out of the bank and put it in an envelope and save your money that way. Something else that you can start to do is make it harder to actually buy the stuff. So make it harder to be tempted in the first place to buy. So unsubscribe from all those mailing lists that you know are going to email you every single day for the next 2 weeks. And this works really well in two ways. First of all, if you really wanted to buy something, you would search it out. So you can resubscribe and you'll probably get sent some offers because you're subscribing back to their mailing list. But also in the meantime, your inbox won't be as hard to manage and you'll be less tempted because you're not going to have those emails coming in all the time for you. Remove auto saves on your bank card. So if, for example, like me, and you've got your bank card on your phone, and you've got it maybe saved on your computer, remove them. So you have to physically go and get your bank card out to buy the thing. This gives you that little bit of thinking space to ask yourself, do I really, really want it enough to get off my bum and go and get my purse? And the other thing you can do is keeping yourself busy. So if you know you're going to be tempted by a certain type of item, for example, clothes, go and declutter that category and see how many of that item you've already got and you probably don't ever use. Or you can start to sell those items now and put the money to one side and then buy the perfect one instead. In conclusion, Black Friday needs to work for you. It needs to be a nice little bonus for you. It needs to work for you, for your needs, not for the company's needs trying to sell to you. Remember, it's highly likely to not be such of a massive bargain if you can't buy it later. It's highly likely you'll be able to buy it later if you really, really wanted it. If and when you need it, keep your money in the bank account a little bit longer. So I would really like you to go into Black Friday, yes, to feel excited about what bargains you may get, but the bargains that you already know are coming. You already know what you want. You already know what you need. You already know what you can afford, and that's what you're going to stick to. So when you're thinking about Black Friday, enjoy it, but make it work on your terms. And that's it from me. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next time. Thanks for joining me for today's episode of Decluttering Untangled. If you found anything that I've said today helpful, please do me a favour, hit that subscribe button or leave me a review. It's like receiving a virtual high five that keeps me going and lets me know that I'm helping real people out there and I'm making a difference. Please remember, you're not alone in this. I'm building a community of fellow untanglers over on Facebook. Just visit the show notes for the link to my free decluttering community. So until next time, remember, you're not alone, you're not lazy, you can untangle your life.